listening to a behind-the-scenes Katie Cast, your sneak peek into the world of Katie's mind. This week, Katie will discuss Ain't Myth Behavin', an anthology containing the Norse Truly and Stag Party novellas, which was published in September 2007.
As with all my behind-the-scenes podcasts, I will discuss some points which may be spoilers, so if you haven't yet read Ain't Myth Behavin', you may want to hold off on listening to the podcast. When it came time for me to write a couple of paranormal novellas, I decided I wanted to try something different and not write about either vampires or dragons. And since I'm a big mythology junkie, I decided to write about a couple of different myths that had long caught my attention. That was part of the reason I chose the story of Siegfried and Brunhilde to retell in my own slightly deranged fashion. The other was an almost overwhelming need to revisit the Viking ghosts which had appeared in my young adult book, Circus of the Darn. I loved those ghosts, but given that the book was for a younger market, couldn't unleash my full wicked intentions upon them. So I created Brynna, a woman who could go wild and give in to all my Viking ghost fantasies. I get a lot of questions about how I do research, so I'll mention that for Norse Truly, I spent a good deal of time reading up on Scandinavian myths, researching Viking longboats, and pestering my Swedish friend Tobias, who does the fabulous intros to these podcasts, for information and advice. I even did some reading on old Viking weddings in order to get the details at Brynna and Alrik's wedding correct. I will admit that I fudged the sauna a bit. That's more Danish than Swedish. But all in all, I tried to be as accurate as I could with the fiddly details. The big stuff, Odin situating Asgard at Astrid Lundgren's world, for example, well, that was prone to a bit more license. The first novella in the book, Stag Party, was actually the second one I wrote. When I sat down to write it, I found to my surprise that rather than Megan narrating it, the hero of the book took a firm stand that it was his story and he was going to tell it. Dane, as Kernunos, had his origins in tales of the Green Man, Kernunos, the god of the hunt and fertility and a plethora of other things. I decided that rather than have one man be a god for all time, it would be interesting if it was a position that was filled over time by a number of different individuals. That also made for a lovely conflict in the plot, in that if he ceased fulfilling the requirements of the position, he would stop being Kernunos, which meant the end of Dane altogether. Dane the man sprang pretty fully formed from my brain. I didn't have to think much about what sort of a guy he was. He had a very strong voice, which told me he was quick to anger and love, but he was also pretty wise in that he had seen a lot of time pass, and he knew what it was to cope with loss. There was also a thread of loneliness in him that I found particularly endearing, and I made sure that Megan saw that as well. And speaking of Megan, she was one of the more difficult characters for me to write for, at least she was at first. She resisted all attempts to give her flaws that I felt would make her more grounded, insisting that she was fine the way she was. I did enjoy seeing her fascination with Dane's manifestation, and settled on that as a little quirk that would give her a bit of depth. I don't know that I would have held out against a handsome Irishman bent on wooing me as long as she did, but I don't hold that against her. And it's trivia time. Titles can give both publishers and authors a big headache. Often, an editor and an author love a title, but it gets nixed by the clever folk in marketing. Other times, a publisher will love a title and the author hates it, or vice versa. The titles used in this anthology went through several stages. Its working and original title was The Gods Must Be Crazy. But the lovely people at Pocket Books decided that it was just too confusing to have a book named the same as a famous and very funny movie. So my editor, Mickey Newding, started peppering me with a list of alternate suggestions, at the same time begging me for other choices. Now, I either nail a title right off the bat, as with Girl's Guide to Vampires, or I have absolutely no clue and waffle around with suggestions that would make sane people run screaming from the room. Although I should note that I'm still bitter about, and then my nipples exploded in delight, being axed since it is so clearly one of the best titles ever. In the case of this anthology, I was useless, and it fell upon Mickey to finally come up with Ain't Misbehaving. The title, Stag Party, was suggested by a friend of mine, and unfortunately, I don't really remember where Norse Truly came from. I have a feeling it was also a suggestion from Mickey. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Ain't Misbehaving. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonsips.com. And feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.